from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the headline on the front of the New York Post, 3 out of 4 criminals arrested now in downtown New York. Illegal immigrants, or future Democrat voters, as Kamala and Joe think of them. We now have trending. We're finding out that apartment complexes have been conquered by Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang in Chicago, as well as Aurora. So now we're finding out what's going on in Chicago, and gangs there preparing to try to take back the American territory they once controlled, the American gangs. Okay, meanwhile, so we're looking at the beginning of post-American territory in blue areas where Democrats create a vacuum and it is filled with criminals. As I predicted, we would lose territory in blue areas to enterprising international and national gangs. Okay, of illegals. Meanwhile, to the post-American territory of San Francisco. Did you see this story over the weekend, producer Tim? Holy cow. First round draft pick makes the mistake of thinking he can just, walk around in a post-American blue territory? Like, safely?
Wow.
Wearing a Rolodex? Wouldn't try that. So,
what's a Rolodex?
Okay. So anyway, yes, you work here, my friend. So
sorry.
I know. Ricky Pearsall, okay. They draft him. There's excitement about him, the 49ers, right? First round draft pick. And the problem with him is that he's had like a shoulder injury, a separation injury, and they're hoping to get him back up and running and fit for the season, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is San Francisco. So they're working with him. The doctors are working with him. They think it's going to be great. And then he goes walking around downtown San Fran. 17-year-old decides he wants his Rolex, right? I mean, he's a future Democrat voter. He's the right to take the Rolex. He's, watched $2 billion worth of damage during the George Floyd riots with the Democrats bailing out the criminals. He knows his rights, right? He knows that Rolex, if he wants it, is his. All he's got to do is take it.
Only if he's Democrat.
Oh, yes. Only if he is a perceived Democrat voter or Democrat grievance group member is he allowed to burn things down, take Rolexes, whatever. I mean, it's retributive justice. So anyway, he goes up to Pearsall. This is, by the way, the number one story in America. This is the second day in a row, okay? Ricky Pearsall. Pearsall's like, he apparently doesn't understand the rules and how it works now in these post-American blue territories. That are geographically American, but not constitutionally or recognizably or even culturally American anymore. So he demands Pearsall, not knowing he's, an NFL, first round draft pick. He demands the Rolex. Well, Pearsall's like, you can't have my Rolex. Well, you don't say that, Tim. Not in San Francisco.
Nope, not in
you
San Francisco.
You do not disrespect a criminal like that. So they get into it. Naturally, Pearsall has to be put in his place. So he's shot in the chest.
Jeez.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I don't know if he's ever going to return to the game,
I don't think so, yeah.
How do you survive an injury and a blue hellhole simultaneously? I don't know how you do that. Anyway, this happened in Union Square. Now, here is where it gets crazy, okay? Shot in the chest. That's pretty dire, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're really going to be screwed up. Well, there is a God in heaven who loves Ricky Pearsall. Big fan, probably wearing the jersey. Let me tell you why. The bullet goes through his chest and exits without ricocheting or hitting any major organs.
Ooh, well, have you? That's good.
Have you ever heard of such a thing in the chest?
No.
I know.
No.
I mean, your chest is all full of major important organs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Got your lungs, your heart. Yeah. Those are pretty important.
So what's wild is to watch the video of Pearsall, who's clearly in shock, right? He gets shot in the chest and my man walks himself to the ambulance. So that's part of why this is trending. And it's the number one story in America right now.
Hey, man, that's a show of strength right there.
I know. It's just a flesh wound. I'm good. I was going to walk myself over to the ambulance.
You guys good? You guys got this? Because I'm just going to sit here and let you guys do it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, San Fran Mayor London Breed puts out a statement. So sorry. Your first round draft pick there was shot. And she calls this a rare encounter. It's a rare criminal encounter.
A rare one.
Very rare.
Okay.
For San Francisco, you understand. Nothing normal about this at all. Right. So everybody's shaking their head. Then it gets better, right? Because ex-Major League Baseball star steps in. Mark Mulder rips the city of San Francisco. Listen to what he tweeted, okay? What an absolute hellhole of a city, he wrote on X. The mentally ill libs will still tell you how beautiful it is, all while they get mugged and step in starts with S, ends with T.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Yeah. Well, all these other players start piling on. Mulder, by the way, played 9 years in the majors between, you know, Oakland Athletics and St. Louis Cardinals, right? So he's had a heap and helping of Democrat policies.
Right.
Yeah. And he's not the first one. Charles Barkley blasted the city during the NBA All-Star game. Former San Francisco Giants star Buster Posey also said that crime and drugs were a turnoff to impending free agents. So I don't know how they're going to recruit now. I mean, hey, come to our great city. You won't be able to leave your gated home. But, you know, it'll be great. You can look out. It's a beautiful view over the wall that you'll have to build around your home to live.
No, I thought they didn't believe in walls.
Oh, they do. For them, they do. It's not for me and you. People like me and you, you know?
The serfs, yeah.
The serfs.
We're not allowed to have walls.
Right.
They are, but we're not.
Right. Yeah. So, look, we all know that who is really at fault here. And it is, of course, Pearsall, because he should have just handed it over, right? The Rolex. And, you know, then should they have bothered to pick the 17-year-old up, he would have bonded right out and come back for Pearsall's other Rolex, I suppose. That's how it works there, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. They get to do whatever they want and, you know, other people suffer.
I just wonder how this is going to impact the team.
Oh, they'll be split down the middle. Some people will think that he deserved it, and then the others will be like, nah. And then, yeah, it'll be like this big thing.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
I just think it's funny. The team thinks, man, we're almost there, man. We've almost got him through rehab. He's healing. He might be on the field. Oh, he got shot. That's right. We're in San Francisco.
Oh, I
got
to be mean to him in public, but I'll be nice to him off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Niners wide receiver Deebo Samuel posted on X. He's good. Thank God. In other words, he's not going to die. And he is still in the hospital, though. So anyway. But, you know, what I love is that he fought back. He went down fighting.
Yeah, I like that, too. I respect that.
Yeah,
and he just walks over to the ambulance like, yeah, I just got shot.
That, you know what? That is like a thing now. I think Trump started it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get shot. You're still in the line of fire for all you know. You pop right back up bleeding and you keep going.
Yeah,
it's the American way now.
You're good. You don't have to worry about it. Just, you know, just shake it off. Walk it off.
Right. Just walk it off. So, well, we wish the best for Ricky Pearsall and the 49ers that they get to have a season this year. If I was the coach, I'd be like, dang, you know, we already have a first round draft pick down for the count. I'd be telling my guys like not to leave their home except to come to practice at this point, which is probably good advice for really anyone living in a blue city. at this point, given that Trende Aragua has now, we're learning, taken over apartment complexes by force in Chicago as well as Aurora.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.